However, we have a lot to cover still in the Malacha of Tochein, in Shin Chaf Aleph. So when it comes to the Malacha of Tochein, so I assigned a Mishnah Brura Sif Katin Mem Hei. Mishnah Brura Sif Katin Mem Hei. And the Mishnah Brura Sif Katin Mem Hei, but being Shin Chaf Aleph would be easier when you look in Shin Yates for Sif Katin Mem Hei, you end up with something totally different. So the Mishnah Brura discussing La'alter, which was yesterday's shiur, the Mishnah Brura quotes at Summer Mefak Pek on the Heter, etc. And therefore, the Beis Yosef writes that you should cut it into slightly larger pieces and don't do it until you come back from Shul. And then the Mishnah Brura writes, Ha'chaytzim ha'betzolim v'hatznoin dak dak. Shah Oshdayim Kodam Hasuda Korov Hadabra Loma Shechayu Khatas Vabitsalim Asurim Ba'achila Kama. Says the Mishnah Bura, quotes from the Chay Adam, that if you cut the Bitsalim a few hours before the Sa'uda, Korov Hadavar, that you're Chayu Khatas. And the onions become usher to eat. We have a general rule in Shabbos that Maisa Shabbos is usher. Right? Maisa Shabbos, if something was done by Isser on Shabbos, it becomes usher to derive benefit from it. It's like a gezeira to make sure that I don't violate the malacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Karev Hadavar, that the onions are going to be usher to eat. Why is this Mishnah Brura problematic based on what we've learned so far? If I do Tochein, can I violate Tochein on an onion? So give me some of the Shitas of Rishonim. What would Taisa say? What would the Rush say? What would... What? Tosus would say... It might be Asher Midrabanan, according to Tosus, maybe... Certainly not the malacha, no?
But I mean,
So again, it could be that, and by an onion, is it necessary to cut it up in order to eat it? My grandfather, Oliver Shalom, used to, I think many European Jews used to do this, they would eat onions.
What?
Which word didn't you understand?
That's very strange.
Again, my grandfather was born in 1896. And that's what he used to do.
I think like a more modern citation. There's an NBC sitcom called The Good Place.
Yeah.
On it, there's a very silly character who does very strange things. And one of them is that he occasionally, with his magical powers, he'll summon a margarita glass containing nothing but an onion. And he takes a bite out of it. Through the margarita glass, like getting a mouthful of glass and onion.
That was.
So the question is this a realist star? In other words, the fact that we have like a character in the sitcom is like a very silly guy who apparently is like what I'd say a mud and a mensch, just like a weird person. Does that prove anything? I don't know.
I'm saying that you have to be like him in order to eat a raw onion.
Okay, I'm just saying, but the point is it's ra'i la'achila even. One of the discussions that the Achrayim have in terms of the Trumas HaDeshen that we'll discuss in a few minutes is if something is edible, albeit with difficulty, so it could be according to Trumas HaDeshen, there's no Isser of Teichen in that case. No?
The example of Trumas HaDeshen is raw meat, but she says it's not edible.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about the Trumas HaDeshen specifically in a few minutes. I'm just arguing that the Mishnah Brura's line that if a person cuts bitzalim dak dak 2 hours beforehand, it's going to be aser ba'achila is questionable. Va'afareish. It's questionable because in terms of these rules of Maisa Shabbos, the Mishnah Brura tells me earlier in the Simin Shin Yud Ches of Katan Beis that the dinim of Maisa Shabbos don't apply to a situation where there are shitos haposkim who say it's mutter. The Gezeirah of Maaser Shabbos, we paskin against the Tana, I think Shimon HaMsuni. We paskin against that Tana that we hold Maaser Shabbos as a Gezeirah Rabbanan. It's only Gezer Derabbanan in a situation when there's no Shita who's Mekom. Are there Shitas who say that Ein Teichen Ba'ochlen? I think there are. I think there are. Again, the Chazanish tries to say that besides the Rush, no one really says it. Well, the Hagol Sash recently says it, and Taisus might say it. And like, for the Mishnah Berurah to go out of his way, and this is a point that Chacham Ovadi Yosef Zecharo Nelevracha makes, in the sefer that he wrote called Livyat Chayin. Livyat Chayin are Chacham Ovadia's notes on the Mishnah Berurah. By the way, Chacham Ovadia probably wrote more pages of Torah than any Jew in the last 500 years. Just the amount that he published is like Goyim and Kiyisupar, no? Scary. Just came out with a new volume of his Chivas Yichav Adas. Yichav Adas was his radio program. He used to give Motzei Shabbos. Right? Came out with a new volume of those tshuvas. And his Bi'aimer is 11 volumes. And he has his notes on the Ben Ishka. He has one little volume of notes on the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos called Liv Yatrein. In Liv Yatrein, Chacham Ovadia says, I disagree with the Mishnah Berurah over here. And it seems to me that the onions will not be Osir Bachila because there is what to rely on, etc. Okay. Adkan. Now, so that's one ha'ara I wanted to make. Another ha'ara that we should make over here relates to that Tosefta that if I remember, the Chazon Ish basically had one Naramakom to upschlug all of the kulas in Rishonim about Tochein, and that was that Tosefta about if a person squishes, the Chazon Ish understood that means squishes l'chora. If a person squishes some vegetable, tamarim, right, some dates, a fruit, dates, so the person and is doing it l'fnei hazakenim, so that's going to be usher. Ein miraska develu gregris l'charibim l'fnei hazakenim b'shabbos. But you can do it with the handle of a knife. What does it mean, l'fnei hazakenim? So the Magen Avraham writes that l'fnei hazakenim teaches me, this is the Magen Avraham in Se'ev Katin, Yudale, the sofo, l'fnei mi sheyochol lelo aso is mutter. The Magen Avraham says that l'fnei hazakenim dafka, because old people, I don't know if you ever hang out like in nursing homes, but many of the people in the nursing home, mamish, don't have teeth anymore. It's like a thing, right? And if you grind the tamarim in front of them, since they can't eat without it being ground, then it's a problem. But if you grind the tamarim in front of people who can eat it, so then it's mutter. That idea seems to be what emerges from the Trumas Hadeshin that we'll speak about in a few minutes, no? The Trumas Hadeshin, who is speaking about not Gedulei Karga, granted, but the Trumas Hadeshin says there's a distinction between whether you could eat the food without the grinding or not, no? If the food is inedible without the grinding, so then it's really usher to grind it. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin time is. The Magen Avraham is saying that same idea, but even about Gidulei Karga. And the Magen Avraham is saying that even on Tamarim, which grow from the ground, it's going to be Heter Gomor. He says, Shari! You're allowed to grind it for somebody who could eat it. B'lav hachi. We spoke yesterday about the Chazon, we spoke very briefly yesterday, I think, about the Chazon Ish, about grinding bananas, no? To grind a banana or a guacamole. Right? A guacamole is?
Avocado.
Huh? Avocado. Avocado, right. So you make guacamole, basically you take an avocado and you squeeze it, no? That's grinding, that's kotish. The Chazon Ish says that's like the ikar of kotish. It's mamish, right? The av melacha. And therefore there are no heterim That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Am I allowed to squeeze an avocado in an unusual way? Like the Chazon Ish, absolutely not. All the kulas only apply to chaticha, not to kotesh. The Magen Avraham is saying that if someone could eat it with balav hachi, then it's mutter. That's what Magen Avraham writes. The Mishnah Brura argues on the Magen Avraham, no? The Mishnah Brura in the Biur Halacha, Dibur Masal Lefnei HaZakenim, says that maybe not. Maybe the halacha is that to grind food, even in the present, food being gedulei karka food, even for someone who could eat it, belav hachi, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's going to be aser. How come we say lefnei hazakenim? Because for other people, why would you be grinding the tamarim? Why would you do it? The urcha de milsa is that's done lefnei hazakenim. Okay, so that's another machlekes that's just worth noting. Again, the Magen Avraham is doing a Trumas Hadeshan more than the Trumas Hadeshan, no? The Trumas Hadeshan says that there's a difference between whether I could eat the food, belav hachi, or not. But the Trumas Hadeshan is speaking about something that's not gedulei karka. The Magen Avraham says the same Sivara by gedulei karka, no? Okay, Adkar. Two more ha'aros about this Chazon Ish that we were speaking about, the difference between kotesh, between mamish grinding and not, right? Kotesh in this Chazon Ish sense means like you pulverize it, I think that was the nusach that we used yesterday, and just chaticha into small pieces. So, for the Chazon Ish, we're only megal on a shinui if it is chaticha, if it means cutting it up. But if it's risuk, if you're mamish grinding it entirely, so then one shinui won't help, no? Isn't that what the Chazon Ish says? And the Chazon Ish writes? Ay, 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 ay. This Chazon Ish is like, you could probably spend 3 months just to learn this Chazon Ish. Like, well, no? Every word in this Chazon Ish is precious. So the Chazon Ish writes that Shrikas bananas with Neat Sinokos b'Shabbos, they can't eat it without the Shrika, even if it's La'alter, it's Aser, because there's no heter of the Rashba of La'alter, because you're mamish grinding it, and the Gilmot, they're mamish pulverizing it, I should say. And the three earlier heterim, we rejected. Therefore, it bechiv chatos, and the only possible heter you have is if you do it ayudei ashinui, and the shinui is kata de sakina, the handle of the knife, or the handle of the spoon, or the handle of a fork. Yeah.
What does ashinui make it mutter?
Why does Hashini make it mutter? Give me 5 minutes or 3 minutes, I want to talk about that. But first, the Chazon Ish says that Hashini is handle of a spoon or handle of a fork. Comes along Hagoyim Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zeched Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vrocha L'Chaya Oilam Haba, he lived 500 FDR Drive, Reb Moshe Feinstein Tainos, that you don't need the handle of a spoon. The spoon itself is a shinui. The normal way to grind stuff is a knife, no? Or a fork. If I use the handle of a fork or the handle of a knife, that's a shinui. But the spoon itself is a shinui. So you don't need the handle of a spoon. That's what Rav Moshe times. Okay. Good. Now, it is mevuar l'cha'ora in the Tosefta that we have to be speaking about risuk in the sense of pulverizing, like the Chazon Ish says. Because if I'm speaking about cutting it up into small pieces, like the Ramah implies, so the handle of a knife can't cut anything up. No? the handle of the knife I can use for pulverizing. I can't use it to cut stuff up. So it has to be, they're talking about pulverizing. Now, shinui. Where does shinui come from in as a heter for Torah? So, really hard to know. The only Gemara about shinui is on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, which I gave you on the Mara Makomis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, hani pilpuli made a chad achad abakata de sakina shari, tarati aser. You're allowed to grind up an individual peppercorn with the handle of a knife, but two peppercorns you can't. Rava says, kevin de mishani afilo tuvanami. Rava says that shinui helps even for more than one peppercorn. Now, the Bali Hataisvis quote from the She'otos that this Gemara is talking about Yontif. And on Shabbos, there's going to be no heter at all of Taichain with the Shinui. Tosa says, that's a great idea. The problem is, I'm learning Maseches Shabbos. And if I'm learning Maseches Shabbos, obviously the din is on Shabbos. And the Rambam tells me, the Rambam quotes this din in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Chof Aleph Halotha Chof, it's in Hilchos Shabbos, meaning that it's not on Yontif, it's on Shabbos. So Shinui is Mutter on Shabbos. However, the Rambam changes something from the Gemara. Let's read the Rambam carefully. And the Rambam, if you want to see it, it's actually the Lashon HaRambam very often is quoted word for word in the Shulchan Aruch. And in the Shulchan Aruch over here, Se'if Zayin, you see the Lashon HaRambam. Mutter Lodach Pilpilin, Afilu Harbe Yachad, V'hushi Yaduchem Bekata Shosaken U'Bekaira. U'Bekaira. What does that mean? That means l'cha'ora, that according to the Rambam, you need two shinuyim. Yad shosakin and ka'ara. If you need two shinuyim, so first of all, it doesn't make sense in the Gemara, no? The Gemara seems to have precisely a machlokes, whether one shinui is enough or two shinui is enough. Or two shinui are necessary, no? The first opinion of the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda, right? That Rabbi Yehuda says that pilpilin, you could do one at a time with kata de sakina. Rava says, kevin de mishani afilo tu v'nami. That means according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two shinuyim. But the halacha seems to follow Rava, that once you're doing a shinui, you could even do many peppercorns. What's the svar why only one peppercorn is okay? Because that's not the normal way of taichin. The normal way of taichin is a bunch together. No, a peppercorn, by the way, is very tiny. Very tiny, right? The Gemara has a hava mina in Misach HaSukkah, that you can be mekayim, the mitzvah of esrig. Maybe esrig means a peppercorn, no? Is that the hava mina in the Gemara in Sukkah? Is that the Gemara? No, peppercorns don't look nice. Why doesn't that look nice? I think Rashi writes on it over there, because they're very small. A peppercorn is like if you buy a jug of, or a thing of allspice, you're basically getting a full peppercorn. They're tiny, no? Okay, whatever it is. So for some reason, it's very hard to understand why, the Pashtus and the Rambam is that you need two shinuyim. Now, the Magen Avraham and the Taz Davka disagree about this Nakuda, whether you really need two shinuyim. The Magen Avraham and the Taz, right? So the Magen Avraham writes in Sifkat and Tes that when Shulchan Aruch says Kata Shosakin Ubekaira, says the Magen Avraham, it means Oy Bekaira. You need one shinui. Like the Maskon of the Gemara. One shinui. How come the Rambam writes two shinuyim? Says the Magen Avraham, the Rambam never meant two shinuyim. The Rambam meant one shinuy is sufficient. And when the Rambam says kata shosaken ubekaira, he means obekaira. But the normal way to grind is I have a machteshes, I have a grinder. And I grind into the machteshes. If I grind onto a plate, that's an unusual way of grinding. And if I grind with the blade of my, with the handle of my knife, rather than the blade of my knife, that's an unusual way of grinding. The Pashtus and the Rambam would be that you need two shinuyim, but says the Magen Avraham, that's not what it means. Not what it means. And one shinuy is enough, which seems to be the maskana of the Gemara. Taz, however, disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Taz writes, don't do a machteshes, meaning you need two shinuyim. But the way that Taz says it is because it's a dumya dechayil, which sounds like, and the Mishnah Brura in Se'if Katin Chaf Hei understands the Taz this way, it sounds like it's a din of uvda dechol. What that would mean is as follows, no? Me'ikar hadin, one shino is enough. And that means me'ikar hadin, if I use the handle of a knife, that's gevaldik shinui, everything is grand. But there's a din derabbanan called uvda dechol. Uvda dechol is like not Shabbos stick. No, remember, like, you know, teachers try to explain to you that you can't do these things since it's not Shabbos stick. Remember in high school in 10th grade, we used to have like this thing called the retreat, where the whole yeshiva would go to a hotel for Shabbos. So on one of these retreats in 10th grade, so I was playing pool with a bunch of my friends because the hotel had like a pool table in the basement, and I tried to show them that I knew how to shoot pool. So we're playing pool and I'm having a great time, and the 9th grade Rebbe actually came and he tells us, Chevra, it's not Shabbos stick. So I had chutzpah. I'm like, why not? Well, it's not Shabbos stick about playing pool. It's hard to know what is considered not Shabbos stick, right? Isn't it like the hardest thing in I don't know a real hagdara of uvdin dechol. But what I could say is that maybe the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Taz, not the Magen Avraham, the Taz is not saying that you need two shinuyim to be matir tochein. One shinuy would be matir the malach of tochein, but then they have a second issue called not Shabbos stick. That's where the Taz is learning. And they solve not Shabbos stick when they use a kaira, not a machteshes. The Mishnah Berurah uses the lashon uvdin dechol. I'm not really sure that this is the pshat. It would seem to me, maybe, that the lashon of the Taz is dumya dechol, not uvdin dechol. Is there a difference? I don't know. But if you would ask me, I would say as follows, that maybe the isser over here of using the machteshes is an isser mukta. Grinders are mukta. I am using the grinder l'tzarech gufay, right? But the teretz is, am I allowed to use a keli shem lachter l'isser when I have a keli shem lachter l'heter that's available? The Gemara, at the beginning of Perek 17 in Shabbos, forgot what daf, kufchaf beis, so the Gemara says that you really shouldn't, no? Whether or not we pass on like this Gemara is a little bit of a question. But maybe what the Taz is getting at is exactly that nekuda. Use a kaira. Why? Mukta. It's not really a din of uvdin dechol. Because, first of all, I have no idea what uvdin dechol is. I just can't explain the concept. Okay. Now, Chevra, let's go back to the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish writes, if you want to grind a banana on Shabbos, what you should do is use the back of a knife, the back of a spoon, and the back of a fork. So Moshe already tying on with the spoon, you don't need the back. Gevaldik. But how does it help? Isn't it only one shinui? And the way we paskin, you need two shinuyim. Right? The Mishnah Berurah paskins against the Magen Avraham. He paskins like the Taz. That means that it's only mutter laduch pilpilin if you have the back of a knife and a kaira. You need two shinuyim.
How can the Chazanish be mekel on grinding a banana with one shinoi? I have been bothered by this kasha for over 20 years. Over 20 years. I'm not really sure the answer. Unless the pshat is that maybe it's like what I was saying, that it's a din of muktzah. The din of muktzah doesn't make sense when I grind a banana. How do you grind a banana? You grind a banana probably, there are two ways of grinding a banana. Either you grind a banana, you could even grind a banana when it's inside the yellow banana peel, no? You just, I don't know, like you're making the banana mushy. You never grind a banana in a grinder. So one could argue that it's not necessary to do a shinui of a kaira. You don't need two shinuyim. You only need two shinuyim, fundamentally, something that's normally done in the machteshes, maybe because of mukta, etc. But something that's never done in the machteshes, you don't really need two shinuyim. The Gemara says one shinui is enough. I don't know, but that's what it seems.
Why does the Gemara say one shinui is enough in itself? I mean, what? Even two shinuyim,
what does one shinui versus two shinuyim mean? Yeah.
Does that make something?
So the Beis Yosef over here has a lashon. He asks a kasha. Beis Yosef directs a kasha. I think he quotes in the Archos Chaim that how does a shinui help? How does a shinui help? It should still be aser midrabbanan, no? So he says, a lashon to the effect of, it's like a shinui gadol. Usually, the iser derabbanan, when I do stuff, I yidei shinui. Kosa b'shibali halakit b'shem harefer b'yishaya. Ika dekashalai, kevan dekadarka yichayiv mishun tochein. A yidei shinui should be patra aval asar. Should be asar midrabbanan, frak the Beis Yosef. Teshuva. Kata desakina is a shinui gomor. The Bein Maduch Shal Eitz, the Maduch Shal Evan, have a shinui. Kediisa in Beta Yudale. The Kata de Sakina is a shinui gomor, therefore it's mutter lechatchila. Kida Amrinon by Borer, that Napa ukevar is chayiv. Kinainu Tamchoy is one shinui, or not a shinui gomor, it's patar val aser. But Biyad, which is a shinui gomor, is mutter lechatchila. Right? In other words, he's using that Gemara to tell me that Shinui Gomor is Mutter L'Chatchila. He uses the Gemara that we had last week about Borer. And Hu Hadin over here, Shinui Gomor is Mutter L'Chatchila. That's what the Beis Yosef says. That's like official Judaism. The problem with this, again, I apologize if I'm doing too much pilpul. Gershon doesn't like it when I do pilpul. But is it called a shinui? Let's say I go into a room and I turn the light on and off with my elbow. Is that a shinui? Why not? It's a shinui.
It's pretty normal.
Huh?
It's pretty normal.
It's a pretty normal shinui at this point.
It's a pretty normal shinui. Let's say no one turns on lights with it.
It's pretty effective.
Is that a shinui? I turn on the light with my foot.
Just as effective, I guess.
Oh, so the Eglei Tal writes in his Hakdama that a shinui that is mutter legagre is only when it does not do as good a job as the Lei Shinui. If the final product is going to be the same, so it's not going to be mutter. Now, if that's the case, Yesh la'ayin in these whole sugyas, with the hadachas pilpulin, etc., will the peppercorn be ground as well with a back of a knife as it would be with a knife blade? I don't know. I would argue that it's probably different, no? That when I grind it with the blade of the knife, I'm basically making tiny pieces. When I grind it with the back of the knife, I'm squashing it. It's going to end up being a different chefza, no? Maybe that's why it's mutter. Again, this is not what the Beis Yosef says. But the Beis Yosef speaks about whether it's a shinui gomor, and he brings his raya from Borer. Borer I would argue is different. Borer is derech brei rebekach, not derech brei rebekach. Right? We spoke about differences of borer in other malachos. According to the Egle Tal, according to Egle Tal's Havana in Shinoi, it's only going to be mutter if it is what I call a Shinoi Gomor, which is a Shinoi Gomor in the sense of a different final product. Maybe that will help over here, but by a banana, it won't help, no? The normal way to squish a banana is you squish it. The normal way is not that you use the blade of a knife. The handle of the knife, if anything, is not a shinoi kihuzeh by a banana. Right? So I don't understand this chazanish entirely. But squishing bananas might be mutter for a different reason. But Moshe Feinstein tells us that tochei means you break stuff up into small pieces. That's actually the way the Rambam said it in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Bananas don't become some tiny pieces. Bananas become a paste, no? So therefore, there's no tochen kihuzeh on the banana. How come it's stuck together? Because it's a paste. Sometimes, and this is a real bit of a suffix, sometimes you could grind something up, and because the natural, grind it in the sense of cut it into tiny pieces, and because the natural moisture that comes out, it becomes like a paste. But sometimes it becomes like a paste because you never ground it, you never cut it into small pieces. But Moshe's convinced that bananas are not grinding kihuzeh because you're not cutting it into tiny pieces. And therefore, Moshe thinks it should be mutter entirely to grind, to squish a banana. It should be mutter entirely. But l'ravcha de milsa, you may as well use the back of a... May as well use the back of a fork, says her Moshe. No? Because why not? It's really not so hard. If your fork has a front, it has a back. You may as well use the back of it to be yotzi l'chazanesh. Therefore, Moshe writes. Avocado. So, in Rav Rimon's Sefer, he quotes from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zechorin the Lavracha, that Rav Aaron felt that squeezing avocado, that making guacamole, no? Making guacamole, I think, is just like a squeezed avocado. Nachon? So making guacamole, to squeeze it directly onto a piece of bread, Rav Aaron said, is heter gomor. But to squeeze the avocado into a plate or something, then you should do a shinui. Why is that? So Rav Rimon tries to say that since many hold that there's no toichin by oichlem bechlal, and the guacamole might not be tochein, and I'm doing it onto bread, which maybe is considered some sort of shinui anyway, so it's heter gomor. Okay. And again, we have a lot of room for kula when it comes to some of these issues. Let's go on, Chevra. Trumas Hadesh and Simen Nun Vav. What does he say?
Tochein doesn't apply by things that aren't good.
Tochein only applies gedulei karka, does not apply by things that are not gedulei karka. Does everyone agree that's what the Trumas Hadeshin says? Not exactly. I think if you read the Trumas Hadeshin is saying that since many Rishonim hold tochein does not apply by any food item, so alachas kama v'kama should not apply by things which are not gedulei karka. The Trumas Hadesh is only behitz taref, the correct, not the correct, the Chazan says this is not what Taisus means, but only behitz taref, the Taisus and the Rush, etc., those sheets that the Chazanish does not like at all. It's really funny in the Chazanish. He begins by saying no one agrees with that Taisus and the Rush. Then the very end of the Chazanish, he quotes, oh, the Trumas Hadesh is only behitz taref, Taisus and the Rush. Again, anima mashlo mevin. But the Trumas Hadesh says there's no tochein on something that is a food, but is not gedulei karka. Implying, if I have something which is not a food and is not gedulei karka, according to the Trumas Hadesh, it could be aser, no? Yerushalmi writes, and the Rambam quotes this in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, If someone grinds metal, are you chayiv? Yes, you are, says Yerushalmi. Yes, you are, says the Rambam. Isn't that against the Trumas Hadeshen? Because metal is not gidulei karka. No? The answer is no. The Trumas Hadeshen only says a food that's not gidulei karka. To grind meat is mutter. Right?
What does the Trumas Hadeshen actually do?
If I take metal and I shave it, I make metal chips or something. Yerushalmi says you're chayiv. Haiman de shav chasaf is chayiv. The Rambam paskins that way. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, Katuv b'Rambam. Halokeach loshim shamateches v'shav oso kedei likach me afro kedech shosim sarfei hazahav hareza toldas tochein. Toldas tochino. The Rambam says that you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? It's not gedulei karka. Teretz is that the Trumas Hadeshen only says that gedulei karka is necessary by oichlem. If it's not oichlem, it's going to be mutter. This answers a hasaga of Reb Kiva Eger in Simin Shin Beis. It says in Simin Shin Beis that let's say I'm walking outside on Shabbos and I get mud on my suit. What do I do when I get mud on my suit on Shabbos? So Shulchan Aruch discusses that you're not allowed to remove the tit. You're not allowed to move the tit yavesh from your suit because it's toichin. If I have dry dirt on my suit, it could be toichin to get it off. Toichin. Toichin is not gedulei karka. How's it toichin? So that's a ha'ara that Reb Kiva Eger has in Se'if Zayin. In Shin Bei Se'if Zayin, Reb Kiva Eger writes, Nira, that it should be. Oh. The problem with my Shulchan Aruch is like you have to sometimes turn 3 pages to find out where you are. So Reb Kiva Eger writes, in Simon Shin Bei Se'if Zayin. Where is this? Oh, maybe it's on the side of the page. How come I can't find it? But basically, Reb Kiva Eger asks this kasha, how can you be chayiv if it's tit yavesh? How can you say it's toichin? Frecht Reb Kiva Eger, it shouldn't be toichin, because it's not gedulei karka. Once I find where this Reb Kiva Eger continues, my life will be much happier than it is right now. L'chore yesh ladon, kevan de mitchilo haya mefurar, vayede yabshus, nidbat v'nasa mechubar yachad, it should be ein teichin achar teichin. The Pibeger asks, the kasha should be ein tochein achar tochein. Others ask the same kasha that ein tochein ela bigedulei karka. So how is it that you can be makel? So the kasha of gedulei karka we could answer relatively easily, that the Trumas Hadeshen only says gedulei karka behitz tarei for the fact that it's an oichel. We have a tosefta. That same Tosefta the Chazon Ish like earned a living from. The Tosefta in Parak Tes Vav. Tosefta writes that if someone is ain't kochin as hamelach, you're not allowed to be kotesh salt. Salt! It's not gedulei karka. Answer is chevra. You don't need salt. Salt is not an oichel. Huh? Schwartz, what are you talking about? What are you smoking, dude? Like,
No, the answer is no. Salt's not an ochal. Ochal means something I eat on its own. Salt is a tavern. It's not an ochal. So what we're basically saying is that a careful read of the Trumas Hadeshin indicates that the Trumas Hadeshin is saying that something that's not gedulei karka, there's only no tochein if it's an ochal that's not gedulei karka. I think the kasha that we ask in Simin Shin Beis is asking the Shvisas HaShavas of Tat Lamed Aleph, etc. But basically, if something is not an oichel, like salt, like Tita Yovesh in Simin Shin Beis, in those cases, the Trumas Hadeshin would not be makel. Oy vavoy, I did not get nearly as far as I wanted to. I wanted to finish Tochein today. I don't know if we didn't do it. I'll say it like that. We did not do it. Okay.